A student at Mount Allison is planning a protest this weekend over the U.S. Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. As you know, advocates for reproductive rights have criticized your government's policy, particularly Regulation 8420. Your government's been penalized by Ottawa over inadequate access to abortions. You're on record as a pro-life or anti-abortion premier. Any response to the criticisms from those advocates?
Well, our policy hasn't changed any from the previous government's policy. So we haven't made any policy changes in our province at all. So I find it, you know, a little ironic that we continue to be chastised for our policy, which hasn't changed for a long time. And certainly the previous government was the same. I think there have been changes in abortion services and how they have been conducted, you know, and I'm using surgical procedures are becoming less and less, and medical procedures or capabilities are increasing. So I understand the angst of individuals certainly and how they look at what's been happening in the U.S. But that's the U.S. I mean, this is Canada. So I take exception in relation to what policies have changed because we haven't changed any. I also think that it should be, appreciate that, yeah, I have my views, but I have a whole caucus that have views of their own nature. And that's fine. You know, that's what Nebraska is all about. And we shouldn't be chastised one way or the other. We pride ourselves in being a society that recognizes diversity of opinion and respect that from each other. And I expect would ask for the same respect. But as far as policy, we haven't changed anything.
The lack of change, I think, is the issue, particular for many of these advocates, particularly about the 8420 restrictions on funding. But you mentioned abortion pills or medical abortions, as they're called, as opposed to surgical. Critics such as Tazia Alexopoulos have argued that many barriers exist to that kind of treatment, including doctors who refuse to prescribe that medication. Any comment?
Well, I mean, I can't, be responsible for what the medical profession and what they do in relation to their personal practices. But I would say that, we have three hospitals that are performing surgical abortions. We've seen the RHAs have clearly, stated that they're meeting all of the demand requirements. So there isn't a need for any more access. And they reference the fact that the abortion pill is getting widespread use. So, I mean, I take my advice from the medical teams. It isn't for me to decide, but I treat that the same as any other medical procedure. It isn't something that I get involved with to decide one way or the other, and that's where we are. And so we believe that, we're meeting those needs, and that's the advice that I'm getting, and I gave the RHAs the ability to analyze that and certainly make it known if there's anything different that I should know. So that's kind of where we are. And so the fact that we haven't changed policy at all, and the fact that the demand in New Brunswick seemed to be met for all intents and purposes, it seems that this becomes more of a political issue than a reality issue. And the situation in the U.S. is, as I said, is not the situation in Canada.